Quick question. When was the last time that you actually looked at your website and thought, this is really working for me? If the answer is you're not sure, don't worry because you're not alone. Most therapists have a website, but they don't actually know what's helping it to convert, what might be confusing potential clients, and what might actually be turning people away. That's exactly why a website audit is so helpful because it can give you a clear outside perspective on what's actually happening when someone lands on your website. So I'm hosting a live website audit workshop April 17th, where I will walk you through what to look for, look at your website live, talk about what to fix, and how to make your website actually work for you. To learn more and sign up, head to the show notes to register. Now, onto the episode. You're listening to the Therapist Mom Podcast, where private practice and motherhood collide. I'm your host, Ashley Kamajiz, and here's the deal. I'm not here to give you fluff or hustle culture advice. I'm here to give you strategy to build a private practice on your terms while naming the hard stuff about motherhood and the broken systems we're stuck navigating. If you're ready for honest, practical, and unapologetic conversations, you're in the right place. Welcome to the show. This episode is brought to you by Jane, a practice management software built to support you and your clients. Switching EHRs isn't something you do on a whim, and to confidently make the switch, you need to feel assured that your data will get imported securely and efficiently. A smooth import makes all the difference, which is why Jane's experienced imports team handles yours with care and at no additional cost. If you do make the decision to switch, they will be there to help every step of the way. I was truly so impressed with the level of support, attention to detail, and customer service Jane's team gave me throughout the process of transitioning my practice to their system. To learn more and explore if Jane might be a fit for you, use the link in the show notes to book a free demo with one of their incredible team members. And when you're ready to get started, use code ASHLEY1MO for 1 month grace period on your new account. Hey, welcome to this week's episode. I am excited to get into this topic today because I think for those that are just starting out their practice, or maybe you are in a place of looking to kind of revamp maybe some of your systems or the way that you are taking in new clients, I feel like this could be really, really helpful for you to be kind of thinking about and processing kind of how you want your system to flow when it comes to new clients. And I want to kind of preface that there is not a right or wrong way necessarily to do this when we're talking about having a consultation versus like a first session right away. There's not a right or wrong, but I think there are some things to think about when it comes to strategy, and how you are, you know, really kind of solidifying if you are the right fit for the client or if this is the type of client you want to work with. So we're going to be talking about in more detail today, this question around, you know, should I let a client kind of self-schedule their first session? Or should I require a phone consultation or some kind of, you know, initial consultation first? And you'll hear, you know, again, some people have really strong opinions, and that may be framed around whether like it's convenience or finances. But again, I think that this is a decision that could actually have an impact on your income and also your energy, because I feel like it has the potential to help connect or not connect with the ideal client that you want. And then therefore that can kind of zap your energy if it's not a good fit. So I'm going to be talking about, like I said today, like really kind of looking at both options, honestly. And I'll also kind of explain my decision and kind of how I do kind of that first consultation or appointment with potential clients. And I'll be walking you through some of the scripts that I actually use that help me to have probably close to like a 99% conversion rate when it comes to booking clients for the first time. So you can even use my script to hopefully kind of help frame that for yourself. So again, you may hear people talking about, should I let clients kind of self-schedule that first session? meaning that they go to your website or they go to a booking link and they find a time on their on your calendar and they book that session. And when they see you for that first time, it's their first session. They're filling out all their paperwork before they come in to see you. So should you let clients do that and run your systems that way, or should you like find a way to have that kind of initial consultation? A lot of times people market around like a 15-minute consultation. So there are pros to having that kind of self-schedule. For some clients, they, are looking for kind of a low barrier entry. For those that may be like anxious or overwhelmed, or they're just feeling like really ready to start, they may be saying like, "I just want to book that appointment. I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to get in." And having fewer steps that a client has to get through, regardless of whether it is for a consultation or it is for that first appointment, the fewer steps that we can, create for a client, the easier it's going to be for them to kind of go straight into therapy. So having that ability for them to just schedule an appointment without having to actually talk to somebody may help to kind of break that barrier of, getting them in to see somebody. One of the other positives, and really it's for us as therapists, is it can save us time. We're not putting something on our calendar that's unpaid, right? Those consultations are usually unpaid. There's not extra admin around having to figure out your schedule because it's just right there. They can kind of schedule it themselves without you having to do any kind of heavy lifting other than just making sure that your booking calendar is cleared and that it's accurate. So this can feel really appealing if you are already stretched thin. If you're like me with like multiple kids, a very busy schedule, a schedule that shifts and changes frequently, again, this could be, a very, very appealing thing. And, I feel like self-scheduling could work in certain practice models. If it is a group practice and that like maybe the system is that initial intake appointment is not necessarily with a therapist that they're going to be scheduled with long term. A self-scheduling for that appointment could work if that's kind of like this intake and then they get sent to, whoever is the best fit for them. Or if you are working in like a very high demand, very specialized niche, and that it's going to be very clear when somebody books that appointment, like what they're coming for, that could also be a good fit too. And if you're fully booked or really close to it, again, and you're like, I don't have time to do all these extra consultations, that could be, a good fit for that for your practice as well. And again, like for those clients who are like, I know what I want, I know who I want to see, that kind of autonomy to like have control over their schedule and when they're going in and when they're coming to see you, that can be really appealing to them because they're like, I'm ready to go. I want to just make this appointment. So again, like thinking about this self-scheduling is not, it's not a bad thing. It can work really well if it aligns well with your needs and your practice. But there are also some limits that I think self-scheduling that first appointment without having any kind of conversation can create some headaches down the line if it's not done very strategically. I'm a big advocate of having a website, and for me, that's how pretty much all of my clients come to me is eventually, whether it's through word of mouth, whether a referral is referring them to me, they go to my website, they're able to contact me to schedule a consultation. But when a client is coming to my website is written in a way that my ideal client sees themselves, they feel very connected. However, even though I may stay on my website, I am only licensed in this state. I don't take this insurance, or this is the type of treatment I specialize in. There are just going to be people who miss that. So they may not fully understand if they're going into just kind of self-schedule. They may not understand how you work with clients, right? They may think, oh, well, I'm scheduling an appointment. I'm going to come see you in an office, even though all over your website, you say you only see clients online. They may not understand how therapy with you actually works or what that looks like, or whether you are actually the right fit for them. They may not also understand the payment options that they're thinking that they're going to be able to use their insurance with you, but really you are private pay only. So again, you can have this all spelled out, and I want you to have that spelled out on your website, but if a client somehow misses that and then they're just coming to that first appointment, it can lead to, like a sticker shock, right? So say they're coming to that first appointment and they think, "Well, I'm going to use my insurance," and you're like, "I don't take insurance. I can offer you a super bill," but they're not ready to pay for that fee up front. That can be really challenging, and then that can lead to a mismatch, right? So you have this appointment booked on your schedule, and they may not want to come back because they realize they can't afford you. And so now you have this open slot that's not going to be filled moving forward. It can also lead to either early drop off from the client because they don't understand, how you schedule out. I have standing appointment times with clients, and I tell them right up front, like from the beginning, we're going to be doing weekly, and eventually we can move to biweekly or monthly, depending on how you and I both feel like things are moving. So again, we don't want to have our time wasted. And not that like an initial consult or that first appointment is a waste of time, but if we're getting somebody in, we're wanting them to be a client that we're going to be able to work with consistently. If you are private pay, or you are, someone that does offer super bills as out of network, I think having an initial consultation matters even more, because a client isn't just choosing you for their therapy, but they are also choosing you because you may fit what their budget allows for, what, their process for using their insurance as out of network. Those are things that are going to be really important for there to be conversation around, so that they understand, yes, this is going to work for me financially, or no, it's not. So they may look at saying, like, "You are who I want to work with because I know you are the therapist that's going to help to meet my needs." And maybe initially they aren't sure that they can afford your fee, but because they feel so strongly connected to you through that phone consultation, they say, "You know what? I'm going to find a way to make it work." So even though that self-booking option to have that initial first appointment, skipping the whole consultation altogether, that can be very convenient, but I think that it leaves a lot of room for there to be a lack of clarity for both you and the client, because you also don't really know what is kind of coming in the door, what you're walking into with that first appointment, if you're not having some kind of contact or consultation with them before that appointment. So for me in my practice, even though a client could self-schedule, I use Jane. They have the ability for clients to schedule directly through a booking link. I intentionally require an initial phone consultation. And for me, it's for a couple of different reasons. I want to make sure that the client that is reaching out to me is an appropriate fit for me. They may be looking for a certain type of treatment, or they may have a certain issue or diagnoses or situation that they are going through that I don't have, it's not in my scope of practice, or that they may have certain expectations of, this is what I'm looking for in a therapist, this is what I want, but I may not be able to meet those expectations. So it allows me to get a sense of what are they looking for, and it then, in a sense, we'll protect the client, because I don't want them to be coming in to start, working with me if I'm not a good fit for them as well. So it helps protect them to know what are their expectations, and it also helps to protect me and my energy because I know a little bit more of what I'm getting into before having that first appointment. And as we know, like, therapy is very relational. I think that the fit of a therapist with a client can have a greater degree of impact and progress in therapy, regardless of the methodology or the type of treatment model you're using. there's research to show, you know, a lot of people say, well, is online therapy, you know, more effective, or is in-person therapy more effective? And the research shows that they are both just as effective. And I believe that that is because the therapeutic relationship is what matters. That therapeutic relationship is going to start from our very first conversation that we're having with them. Our voice matters, our presence matters. And even though my website copy is written in a way that when clients call me, they're like, I felt so connected to you. I feel like I know you already. Hearing my voice and hearing how I talk about things and how I connect with them, a 5-minute conversation is going to do more than my entire website can, right? So I will have clients that will contact me. I've had clients in the past when this was pre-COVID, before online therapy was like much more of an established thing. And I was at that point only working online. Clients would say, well, I really wanted to see somebody in person. And they thought that they could do that, even though my website clearly stated they could not. It helped them in hearing me to say, you know what, even though I wanted in person, I feel really connected with you, and I think I do want to try online therapy. And so I think it can help the client to feel seen before even committing to therapy, because by the time they schedule, by the time they have that first appointment with me, they're not just walking in completely blind. They already feel some level of connection or some level of safety with me because we've had the ability to have that conversation. We've all been told we need to network in our private practice, but no one actually tells us how to do it or what to say. Enter Comprehensive Connecting, effective scripts that expand your networking community and actually fill your online practice. This free guide will give you effective scripts to connect with fellow clinicians, medical professionals, and community stakeholders to build strong networking relationships that will help fill your practice. In this guide, you will get tips and tricks for building relationships that will lead to referrals in your practice, real-life examples of messages used to connect with referral sources, and customizable plug-and-send scripts for your specific practice needs. So download your free scripts guide today by going to bit.ly/compconnecting. The other part of that is, you know, again, I've had clients that maybe were not expecting my fee to be what it was, or they were thinking that they could use their insurance. And being able to connect and show the value of what I bring and show the value of how I connect with clients, instead of them just reading about that on my website, they are experiencing my connection, my relation to them. And I have found that that a lot of times changes how they receive my fee. The consultation is not about, you know, me showing off this shiny thing of like, here's all my list of qualifications and here's all the reasons why you should work with me, but simply just connecting with them and helping them to feel like, is this the right person for me to connect with in a therapeutic way? And if it is, how can I find a way to work with this therapist, with this person, because I feel like they are going to be the one that is going to help me to work through whatever I'm going through. And I think one of the things to remind yourself too is that a consultation is not about us convincing somebody to book a session, right? It's not about, here's all the reasons why you need to go to therapy and that I'm the therapist for you. Again, it's not us like putting up our list of all of our qualifications and like trying to create us as this like shiny, like beautiful thing that is going to be super attractive to them. But really, it is about helping the client to decide clearly and confidently that this is who we are, and helping them to figure out, is this the right therapist, is this the right type of treatment for you? When it comes to marketing, I think we all cringe a bit with that. And a lot of therapists, you know, are saying, like, I don't want to sound salesy. Like, what if a client doesn't want to book with me? What if I waste my time? And I, again, like the reframe here is that we are not selling therapy to them. Like, we are not saying, like, and for, $150, this is what you get. Like, that's not what we are doing with that consultation. We're simply offering clarity. This is what I do. This is how I work. And it's to help the client to understand what would therapy look like with you? What is going on with them? And how do you work? And does it feel like that this is the right fit for both of us? The consultation is really about helping the client to feel safe in making a decision. It's not about giving them more information or giving them less, but just simply presenting yourself and who you are and the work that you do, and up to the client to make the decision about whether this works for them. So I'm going to walk you through kind of the structure of the consultation calls that I do. And you can adapt this. You don't have to use this word for word. You could, listen to this episode, and maybe even go like, put this in ChatGPT, see if they can create kind of like a script for you or something like that. But this, if you want to use this word for word, I mean, I'll be honest, when I first was starting out solo, I legit kind of had a script and I would make sure that I was kind of going through the points, not because, again, like I'm trying to sell something to a client, but to help myself feel confident in how I'm talking about my services, and that I felt a little bit more confident in those consultations. So usually what I do is, I start the conversation off by saying something like, I'm so glad that we're able to connect. This will be kind of a brief consultation. And it's just a chance for me to, learn a little bit more about kind of what's going on with you, and to share with you how I work with clients, and to see if it is a good fit for us. And if it's not, for me to help you find who the right fit for therapy is for you. And so after I kind of share that, then I ask the client to say, in your email, you mentioned, it may be, that you were, going through a divorce, or you shared a little bit about, struggling with some like postpartum anxiety. So kind of share with me just briefly a little bit about kind of what's going on and what's, your reason for reaching out to for therapy now. And usually they'll share a little bit more detail than that. Some clients will start to go on and on a bit more, and then that's, where I have to find a way, okay, where is an in here? Not to say like, okay, let me cut you off there, but I may interject something like, hey, that sounds really hard, and it sounds like you've been going through a lot. And again, this is a way of just acknowledging what I've been hearing, right? It's that reflective listening, and a time of just helping that client to kind of feel seen. But if they're going, again, if they're kind of going in maybe a little bit more than you would want in a consultation, again, kind of finding an in of saying like, wow, like it sounds like you've been going through a lot, and that you've been doing the best you can, and that you're reaching out for help right now. And I want to share with you a little bit about how I work with clients, and how my process is, and if it feels like that this would be a good fit, then we can move forward with scheduling. And so then from there, I share a little bit, about kind of my philosophy in counseling. And I always share that, my job is not, to tell you what you should or shouldn't do, but really to come alongside you and to, help you maybe look at things a different way. Kind of as a mirror, right? Using always, I always love that phrase that like I'm kind of like a mirror, and maybe reflecting back to you things that you haven't looked at in a certain way. If I have a client that's coming in, saying that they have trauma and they're wanting to work on that, I may share a little bit that, I have several different, types of experiences or modalities that we can use around trauma therapy, including things like tapping and brain spotting. And we can talk about that in more detail if it feels like that would be a good fit. And then from there, I go into a little bit more about kind of like the admin side. And so then I go into saying, I try to schedule with clients on a weekly basis because I feel like that allows us to have some consistency and allows us to, get to know each other a little bit better. And then after, scheduling those kind of standing appointments, clients may go down to biweekly, Or they may go to like a monthly maintenance, but it really is us, talking together and figuring out what feels best and what that might look like. And then I always do share about how my practice is only online, and so I mentioned, I work with clients only online, and I have to say, most clients at this point, if they have gotten to me now, they most know that I don't see people in person. Sometimes they will ask, but most do know I'm primarily online. And so but I still usually will say, I only work with clients online, and for a couple of different reasons. It allows clients to have access to therapy at times that may not be easy to get to an appointment because they have to drive somewhere, or if it's a mom, like it allows like booking around a nap time or childcare and those kinds of things. And again, most people are like, yeah, that I'm looking for that, or yeah, that makes sense. So I don't go into my fees at this point. So I share about how I work with clients, and again about my scheduling and practice model. And then I always say, so how does that sound as far as kind of like what you were looking for? And I pause there. And I let people, usually it's people are like, yes, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Like, this sounds, like a good fit. I'd definitely like to move forward with scheduling something. And from there is then when I ask, are you looking for private pay or to use your insurance? And there are some people who, like, they have read something on my website and they may know, like, oh yeah, she takes TRICARE. So they may say, I have TRICARE and I'm wanting to use TRICARE. Okay, cool. They may say, well, I have this insurance, and so I wasn't sure if I could use it. And if it's not one that I accept, I will talk a little bit about, I don't work with that insurance, but I can offer a super bill. And the way that works is that you would pay my fee up front, and then I would provide you with this documentation that you would be able to submit to your insurance for reimbursement. And I can connect you with Reimbursify, which is what I, recommend to clients to use to submit those. And if somebody is saying, I don't want to use my insurance, I want private pay, I will say, okay, well, my fee is, and then 165. The first appointment is 200, 165. How does that sound like that would work for you? They like usually will say, oh, like, yep, that sounds good. Let's move forward. And so then from there, I will go forward with scheduling. Part of the consultation process is, I think, just helping to solidify that this is a good fit for both of us, because really it starts from the first time someone is talking about who I am, right? That referral source, and or the first time they land on my website, that if I am spelling out who I work with, what I do, what my fees are, if it is on there, again, someone may not look at that. But most of the time, people are spending time there and getting a sense of who I am and how I work and what I do and what my fees are, so that it's not a complete total surprise when they come in, when we have that consultation, and definitely when they come in for that first appointment. So there is not a right or wrong way to do this. I think phone consultations tend to work really well if you are private pay, because again, you're needing to have that client feel more connected to you to say, yeah, this fits my budget, or maybe this is a little bit outside my budget, but I really want to work with this client and that, or this therapist, and this is a way of kind of helping to solidify that. I also think it can help, using those phone consultations, a way of building confidence around your fee. Like, I could go back to my early consultations and be like, I 100% would say my fee, and then I would like, but I can offer XYZ, and I would skip over that, and I was selling myself short, right? So this is a way for you to also just feel more confident around your fee and talking about it too. But again, self-scheduling may make more sense if you are insurance-based, if you are more comfortable with a higher turnover, if you are looking for a way to have less hands-on with certain parts of your practice. I still, at this point, I run my practice with those initial phone consultations before scheduling an appointment. I am playing around with the idea of maybe allowing potential new clients to self-schedule that phone consultation time through the scheduler with Jane. And it's not has nothing to do with like the process of that with my EHR. It's more of how do I want to have control with my schedule, and scheduling it at times that feel good or don't work for me, versus just letting the client have a little bit more free rein with that. So I'm playing around with that, but I know for me, doing that initial consultation, it makes sure that by the time I have that first appointment with clients, that we are well aligned and that this is going to be more than likely a healthy relationship, therapeutic relationship moving forward. You are allowed to change your intake process, right? So, if you are going into a different season in your practice or a different season in your life, and you're like, I need less hands-on, I need some kind of self-scheduling tool. Try it. See how it works. Do your appointments, or your consultations or your first sessions convert differently, right? Maybe a phone consultation doesn't convert as well for you, or maybe it does. So, play around with some of these systems, but whatever system you use, it should support your season of life, whatever that may be, and your practice. But I do think that there are strengths to each of these options, but really looking at what is it that you need, and how can you find a strategy not only that works with you, but that is going to help you bring in those ideal clients and is going to be a good fit for you so that you're not walking away from that first appointment being like, oh my gosh, I don't know if this is going to work. We don't want to waste time with that because we want a client to book and then to be a consistent client for us moving forward. If you've been trying to do this one way or a different way and it's not been working for you, you didn't do anything wrong, but you are just figuring out what works for you and figuring out what works for your practice. And we just want to make sure that you have a healthy practice that works for you. I want to thank you again for being with me here this week, and I look forward to chatting with you again next week. Thanks for listening to the Therapist Mom Podcast. If today's episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to share it with another therapist mom who needs it. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And if you'd leave a 5-star review, it helps more therapist moms find the space. For resources and ways to work with me, head to raisetoempower.com and check the show notes for all links mentioned today. I'll see you back here next week.